pipes next year. We got to get that. That is the best rendition of that I've ever heard. That's the only one I've ever heard, but that was fantastic. It's the Sunday after Christmas, and pastors around the world shirk their duties and take the day off. But here, it's more than that. We got some gentlemen here that know how to bring the word, and I was talking to the DS about this, and he says, give them every opportunity you can, and it is a joy. There's four or five guys here and a couple of ladies who can just come up here and tell you what you need to know. Out of such a small group, it's quite impressive. And the Lord's blessed us with Wayne, and well, if he blessed us with them, we want to use them. So, brother, it's yours.
Good morning. Please pray with me. Precious Lord, we offer this service to you, Lord, as a praise to you, Lord. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would come upon me, Lord, to deliver your word. I ask that the Holy Spirit would come upon this church, Lord, that you would wrap your arms tightly around us, Lord, that we would hear your word, learn from it, and know that you love us, and that you have put skin on our beliefs, Lord. What we need to hear, Lord. We ask these questions, Lord, and we thank you that you've answered them through preachers and pastors and teachers, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the honor of being able to bring it. In Jesus' name, amen. How long's a minute? Well, being with Barb here, she's not the only humorist here. How long's a minute? Well, that depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on. The point I'm trying to make here is patience. And as I said this in Sunday school this morning, two ladies looked at me and said, never pray for that. Well, you know what? The Lord, as Jeff said, refines us. And he has to teach us all things. And instead of me coming up here and creating a sermon, I thought, you know what? If Jeff's going to build a ladder to heaven, I'm going to help build the next step. Because we're not in any way in competition. We read the same book. And I would love to just continue on with Jeff's message of God refining us. It's not an easy thing, believe me. This, like I said, the subject today is on patience. How many of us can spell patience? I thought it was easy. Just type it in. Wait a minute. That's not it. And I thought to myself, wait, it can't be that hard to spell. I misspelled it four times. Stop and think about it. Try and spell this word. Matter of fact, what does the word mean? Webster's Dictionary defines it as this: the ability to remain calm and not become annoyed, waiting for a long time, dealing with problems, or dealing with difficult people. That's Webster's definition of this. The book of James says, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because that you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In 1 Corinthians, God's word says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Let's connect some dots here. Love is patient. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Love is the greatest commandment. Love is patient. Okay, We're all for loving people. It's the patience part that's hard. It really is. Patience is something I can't believe. As I prayed and prayed and prayed, I said, Lord, tell me what to tell your people. And he said, preach on patience. And I thought, I can't give something away I don't have. This was actually, it was tough. I went to the internet, I went to the Bible, and I thought to myself, you got to learn something about this before you can preach on it. And like I said, it has really opened my eyes to what we should be as Christians. God brings us a message every Sunday up here, and each one of us needs to hear it. And like Jeff is saying, the impurities in our life have to be dealt with. God says he's not going to take us to heaven until we become perfect. So some of us, I plan on living to be about 160 years old. Because believe me, I think when Peter and Jesus were talking about me in heaven, they said, we're going to lead a bigger lunch for this guy. So I may be here a while. But Corinthians tells us, be as patient with other people as God is with you. That is hard. That's why God's God and I'm not. Because he has patience that's unbelievable. But he says that he will repay our patience 7 times for as much as we show one another. If we are put into a situation where we need patience, it's not the fact. What it is the fact God is trying to teach us patience. There's no way you're going to learn it unless you go through it. And sometimes, as my dad used to say, you kids will learn the hard way. And we do. This is one thing, like I said, this and fasting, just let's go past that one. There has to be a better part to this Bible. That's what we think. But they're all lessons we need to learn. I heard a preacher the other day say, we cannot control the situations that we're in, but we can control how we react to them. Right after I wrote this sermon, I discovered that my doctor's office had messed up my mail order prescription. So it was going to cost me an additional $60 in co-payments. And everyone was very apologetic. But the bottom line was, it was still going to cost me $60 in co-payments. And as I got up from the table and found this out, I'm calling that doctor's office. I got to get something out of this. If I just have to yell at somebody to get something out of this, that'll be my payment for $60. Right? That's the human way to deal with this. Halfway across the floor, this little voice said to me, don't you trust God to give you that $60 back? And if he doesn't, don't you trust him that you won't need it in this lifetime? And I turned around and thought, you're right. Do you have the faith? That's what it comes down to. Okay, let's put this into application. Daily patience. Patience with our spouse. Is there such an oxymoron? There is no such thing as patience with our spouse. Like I was just telling Elaine, we fought so much we got married. They made us get married. But the truth of it is, I said I would love, honor, and cherish. And if we go back to Corinthians, love is patient. So if we love someone, we will be patient with them. That's why God loves us so much, and he is so patient with us. So it should be easy for us to deal with other people. Well, it's not. Because every day we're tested. And we deal with people that are of different beliefs, different upbringing, different intelligence levels. And a lot of times we think that people, oh, they must be stupid. They don't know as much as me. That's why they're hard to deal with. Well, Proverbs 19 says, wisdom yields patience. So if you're so smart, how come you're not the patient person? God gives us this in his word as we study it to say, hey, you're not all that. I'm trying to teach you something. Listen to the lessons I'm trying to teach you and learn from them. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and God's deeds. Be a good witness through patience. We should be patient with non-believers because God loves them. This is a tough deal. I'm not saying it's easy. The bottom line is we need to treat the world with patience. We're showing our witness through our patience. You know, a lot of times people will come up to us and there can be confrontations when there's strong personalities. My suggestion, and I have prayed about this, I said, Lord, how do I deal with this? There's the old adage, count to 10. Well, I got one better than that. Start praying. Find whatever scripture that you know well and start reciting it. And sooner or later, it's going to bring you bring the situation back down to where you can control it. Mine, the 23rd Psalm. That's the scripture I know off by heart, guaranteed. So when someone comes up to me and God says, when they come up to you and confront you, if you don't want to deal with it, if you're not in a good frame of mind, if your patience is running thin, start saying the 23rd Psalm. And it brings back the fact that God loves those people as much as he loves me. I should treat that person with patience because the Lord, it's not so much I'm afraid of that person, I'm afraid of the God that they serve. You know, if we have a plan to deal with things, it makes life a lot easier. Like I said, the 23rd Psalm is my way of doing it. Okay, of dealing with people that, you know, are tough to deal with. We're very patient until we get stuck in line. Until we come out of town and the parkway is stopped. Well, that patience seems to leave in a hurry then. And when that person from the left-hand lane wants to get into our lane, well, there's not so much patience now because somehow that 8 foot of highway has become so valuable to us that you can't have my space. That's my space. Am I right? It's crazy, but it's true. My suggestion, hit from him, find something to do when your patience is tested. If you know every night that you're going to come out of town and you're going to sit on the parkway for 10 or 15 minutes, hey, you take coffee in the morning, why not bring something with you for the afternoon ride home? Maybe a CD or a devotional to put in at this time. Make it useful time. Maybe, you know, hey, if you're in a hurry to get home, a lot of times, hey, been at work all day, you're hungry. Hey, keep something in the car. a snack that you can enjoy at this time. That way it won't become a labor and tiresome time. If you've planned ahead for this, you know, I mean, I've seen people on the parkway, they're sitting there drinking a soda pop and they're enjoying their music or whatever. And they're not really having a bad time sitting in traffic. Maybe they got something here. What I'm saying is it's easy, a lot more easy to have patience when you plan for things. And when you're comfortable, like I said, it's not that bad of a deal. Plus, there is the other thing you can do while you're sitting in traffic. You don't have to close your eyes to pray. Did you ever think that this is the only time God gets you alone? It says the only time that he has time to talk to you. He has you where he wants you. If you have something to say, now's the time. Stop and think about this. How much does God value patience? Like I said, patience and love are interconnected, and we are to be patient people. The 26th chapter of Leviticus. The chapter tells us if we follow the law, we will be blessed. Deny the law, and we will be cursed. Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom, but only those who do our Father's will." This is how important this is to God, that we love one another, that we get along, that we treat each other with respect. Believe me, that 8-foot of parkway ain't going to mean nothing when it comes down to it. You know, I hope that this sermon has helped someone here. I really do. On how to deal with people, how to deal with standing in line, how to deal with dealing difficult situations, how to deal with difficult people. We're all different. We all come from different upbringings, different backgrounds. We're not all going to agree on things. But we agree on one thing. God loves that person as much as he loves you. And our job as a church is to be a witness here in God's world. So if we're having a problem with patience, we're having a problem with love. If we're having a problem with love, we're having a problem with God. No, God doesn't have problems with people. We have problems with him. God never moves. God never changes. We do. Our emotions do. So, like I said, he's teaching you as well as me patience. He's bringing what we are lacking to the surface to let us know, I can teach you to be better at this. And through this, we will become better people and a better church and a better witness.
You know, I just want to leave you with this. Apply that to yourself. Part of fellowship is learning to be patient. That's why we're here. It's why God stuck us so close together, all these little engines of the evil, and just said, go sit together, because it will expose it. But what I want you to be patient with, and never forget this, is yourself. God is patient with you. Be as patient with you as God is, because we get frustrated. When God's teaching us these things, we get frustrated. And it just feels like, am I still this? You know, the traffic. I still do it. And it's just so embarrassing. You know, that's why I don't put clergy on my car, because you know, I don't have to explain. The FOP sticker's okay, but the clergy sticker, it's just, why? Like a second after. Why, Jeff? Because I need to see something. And I get so frustrated, and I know that I need to be as patient with myself as God is with me while I'm still working on it. And just remember this, that our failings here, these temporary failings, become wisdom for eternity. This is for forever. That's why this is being done. It's worth it. Thank you, brother. You blessed me.